Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
Bringing hope to the hurting. On Connecting Faith, Neil welcomed World Vision President Richard Stearns, who made the case that believing is only the beginning. He told us how writing his new book gave him new insight into the kingdom of God.
Well, that's right. You know, I think in writing this book, I gained a much deeper understanding of the kingdom of God myself. I used to read the Bible, and all of the references to the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, I always thought they were kind of fluffy, you know, that, you know, Jesus must have been talking about once we die and go to heaven, that's what it will be like. That's what the kingdom of God will be like. But I really came to understand at a deeper level that, no, the kingdom of God is about here and now. It's about the breaking through of God's rule, God's reign on earth as it is in heaven. We pray it every time we pray this, the Lord's Prayer, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So this notion of the kingdom of God, the way I kind of describe it to people now is Jesus was telling us to go into the world to show the world a different way to live, a different way for human beings to live together with God as their king, living according to God's values and living according to God's ways. And churches were meant to be outposts of this kingdom of God. They were meant to be communities of people all around the world that were established literally to show the world a different way to live. And these were to be redemptive, restorative communities that worked in their environs. They worked in their community to fix the things that were broken, to go to the ragged edges, the bleeding edges of our world, and to lift up the widow and the orphan, to care for the poor, to be voices of integrity, to live lives of integrity, and have marriages filled with integrity, to raise children, to have positive values and a relationship with God. And those communities of believers, those outposts of the kingdom, were supposed to be so attractive that everyone else in the area would want to know what it was all about. I want to have what these people have. I want to be like these people are. I want to live like they live. And that, in a sense, is the Great Commission, to go out and to show the world a different way to live and to proclaim the good news of the forgiveness of sins.